This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're gonna have a little discussion with our favorite writer and everybody else's favorite writer, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Now, obviously, you have gone off in the world of fictional children's stories. Because, according to you, a semi-automatic rifle was used in defense against home invaders. That nobody does that. You know that. Nobody does that.
Yeah, that's what we're told over and over again, that it's absolutely useless for home defense or self-defense. And, nobody should have one because all you need is a shotgun fired through the door, like Joe Biden.
How far away from you were they? Because this says it was in Yuma County.
I'm within about, I believe, about 25 miles. I haven't got all the details because they're not routinely published, but most people within the county are within 25 miles of me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's really interesting because I remember this incident when it happened. I mean, and I thought, God, I wonder if that's a semi-automatic rifle that was used. But police departments and sheriff's offices don't routinely give out all information about crimes that are under investigation. And so I didn't get any specifics. And it wasn't until about a year and a half later, it's actually within the last 2 weeks, that I was listening to a local radio show, and a woman was on as a guest. And she just casually mentioned that in this incident, a firearm had been used, that she believed Joe Biden and Mark Kelly wanted to ban.
Well, there you go.
And I went, wow.
That's a dead giveaway, huh?
Yeah. And then I believed she was credible because I know she has contacts within the local government. And so she might know things that I didn't know. So it happened the radio show host is a friend of mine, and he was able to help refresh my memory of the incident, and then I was able to contact Yuma County sheriffs, and because of the time that had intervened, they had most of the cases had already gone through the criminal justice system, and he was able to tell me that it was a clone of the AKM in 7.62x39 that had been used. And there were four home invaders, and they all had been hit, and one of them had been killed in the incident. And, this is the type of scenario where these semi-automatic rifles with standard capacity magazines really shine. They have plenty enough ammo that you usually don't have to reload. They handle well. They're designed to be very ergonomic. It's easy to have relatively accurate fire very rapidly in close quarters. They're really an excellent home defense firearm as long as you don't have a lot of other homes really close by with full metal jacketed ammunition. They'll penetrate a lot of walls. But you can overcome that, if that's what you want to use for home defense, with specialty ammunition that's meant to blow up for varmint shooting or something like that. And
right.
You get special ammunition that'll blow up on a couple of targets and then won't penetrate very far. And it's available. There's a little pricier than the military-grade ammo, but it's available. I don't know what ammunition they used in this case, but I suspect it was just ordinary full metal jacketed because three of the four people survived.
Okay.
Even after they hit.
So.
And these are pretty lethal rounds if you hit them in the thoracic cavity.
Well, I mean, 7.62x39, that's essentially a 308 sort of variant. right? And
same diameter, but a little lighter bullets. But I mean, it's about the power of a 30-30.
Right. So I know that one of the reasons I remember when India was looking at their next battle rifle, and India had they had this big quandary: do we want to shoot them to wound, or do we want to shoot them to kill? When you shoot somebody and wound them in combat, that takes, what, 7 people to take care of that one person. You take 8 people out of the fight by shooting one. And
that's
not killing
the idea.
Him. Yeah, and not killing him. So the thing was, and that's why 5.56 exists. Because it is
one
a wounding round. Yeah. The other reason is weight. One of the other reasons is weight. It's much lighter to carry the same amount of ammo in 5.56 than it is by 308 or 7.62 by 51 or however, whatever
right.
the nomenclature is you want to put on.
That's a big reason.
That's a huge reason.
And I've read some statistics about 5.56 or, you know, the 223, basically the same thing, in civilian casualties, and gosh, you know, I have a hard time coming up with a source, but I recall they had amazingly high levels of lethality, something like 90%.
Sure.
And I wondered if it was because of expanding bullets.
I mean, you know, with if you go to a 75 grain round in 5.56, now you've got a killing round for the most part. But I mean, who buys that?
Most of the civilian uses are probably at very short ranges too.
Yeah, that's a definite. That's one of the problems I think they ran into in Afghanistan and in Iraq was the 7.62 by 39 has a longer range.
Well, it holds energy a little bit better, but
yeah,
and the 5.56 slows down fairly rapidly. By the time you get out to about 500 yards, 5.56 with the 55 grain bullet, I think it's only gone about 1,400 feet per second. It's a little more than a 22.
Right. So, anyway, I just remember that, and you know, when I think 7.62 versus 5.56, I'm just thinking wound, kill. That's all I'm thinking. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's truth in it, and the rounds that were used in World War II. One of the things they were looking at, most of them were developed in before the First World War. And there were horses were used a tremendous amount, even through the First World War. And the Germans had a lot of horse-drawn vehicles, even in World War II. Most people don't realize that. And the 30-06 and the 8mm and the 303 Brit were all big enough to reliably kill horses out to 700, 800 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, lots of people claim a semi-automatic rifle, a assault rifle, is
well,
not...
Well, they call them assault weapons, you know,
yeah.
To get around the technical definition.
Yeah. They make a new class of weapons altogether.
Yeah, and it's purely...
They're never, ever any good in self-defense, and nobody ever, ever uses them.
Well, and that's what caught me about this case is I'd heard about it initially, and yet... It was just chance that I happened to be listening to the radio at that time when a person who had a little bit more knowledge was on so that I needed to check up more carefully on this case. It makes you wonder how many cases there are where these are used in self-defense that never get reported. I could easily believe that it's 10 times as many as we hear about.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Because most reporters don't pay any attention to...
Yeah, no, everything's a Glock or an AR-15. Everything's a Glock or an AR-15. So.
If they report it at all. And so, yeah. You know, it just doesn't get reported.
Well, you hang on for me. You can find this article that Dean wrote and 1,600 plus more like it by going to Ammoland.com, where Dean is considered to be... Of all the people that write in the gun space, in the gun culture, in the gun world, it is considered that Dean is read by more people than any other single writer out there today. And you can find, like I said, 1,600 plus of them at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You've got a new article out about bears, and is this right, 22 calibers?
Yes, 22 rimfire.
I'm all ears on this one, brother.
Well, when I started this project to try to figure out how effective pistols were to defend against bear attacks, I I changed, or I looked at all the different calibers to see, you know, kept track of the different calibers to see how effective they were. And I was surprised to find that the 22 rimfire was used a fair amount of the time. And then as I was looking for pistol defenses, I found more and more cases where rifles, 22 rifles, I'm just talking about regular 22 long rifle cartridges in a rifle, were used against bears. And it was surprising how many bears were killed or dissuaded with a 22 rimfire. Probably the most famous case was one where a Cree Indian woman, Bella Twin, at the little village of Slave Lake in Alberta, Canada, killed a world record grizzly on the 10th of May in 1953. And she was 63 years old when it happened, and she was born in 1890. And she had this little Cooey Ace 1 single-shot 22 that she used on her trap line, probably carried it with her in the woods just about all the time. And they were out probably small game hunting, as I recall. There's several different versions of the story that float about, and so it's hard to know precisely which one was correct. I had planned to go to Slave Lake, where I've got a contact who has some journals of a scientist who was there, the person who bought the skull from Bella Twin and who sent it in to be measured, and that's how it was known that it was a world record. Anyway, this person kept extensive journals, and so I've got an invitation to go up there and read them and do the research, but I couldn't do it because of the COVID-19 closing down the border this year. But so maybe next year. But anyway, she killed this bear in 1953, and she did it with a 22 single-shot rifle. And she wasn't even shooting long rifle cartridges. She was shooting 22 longs. And she almost certainly killed the bear with the first shot. But being an astute woman who had a lot of experience, she didn't rely on one 22 long to kill the bear. When it went down, she went up to it and emptied the rest of the 22 longs, which was about 7 or 8 that she had in her pocket, into the bear's head. And then when you look at the skull, you see a nice little group about 1.5 inches across. It's got 8 holes in it, all at the very thinnest part of the skull where it's easiest to get into the brain. She knew her anatomy really well. But, you know, when you're a trapper and you skin out animals, maybe hundreds or thousands of them, you understand anatomy pretty well, or at least, you know, gross anatomy. And but that's the most famous case. And I just started collecting more and more. And I decided it would make sense to put all these I had collected into one article to show people that a 22 rimfire is nothing to be trifled with. And in the article, I have, I think, 20 different cases where people either drive off bears. Most of the time, they kill the bear. But sometimes the bear just runs off and nobody follows it up, or they can't find it afterwards, or they know for certain that they just used their 22 as a noisemaker. That happened in a couple of cases, and the bear ran off. So it did surprise me. One case, and it was recently, I mean relatively recently, I think it was about 10 years ago, maybe a little less. There was a fellow in Montana who was having trouble with grizzlies that were raiding his chicken coop. And, you know, he didn't feel comfortable with his small children out and about in the yard when these grizzlies were apt to show up at any time. And he tried to drive the bears off with his pickup truck, but they weren't very much deterred. So they came back one time, and he said he just wanted to scare them off, and he just, you know, shot at them to haze them. And there were 3 of these young grizzly bears. They weren't older. They were relatively young, that he shot at with his 22 rifle. And over the next 2 days, all 3 of those bears turned up dead. So a 22 will kill very large game, and it'll do it reliably. Sometimes, though, it takes a little while for the lethal effects to become apparent.
Yeah. What is it about now with 22, or with any caliber, really? I would think with a bear, when a bear is charging you, if you can concentrate a bunch of shots into the bear's face, is that at least going to put him off? I mean, is it going to irritate him before he's going to break off the attack?
Most of the... I'm trying to think if there were many cases where the bear was all out charging when they were deterred with a 22. It may be. I don't recall any of those 20 cases where that was. Most of them are black bears. And in that case, black bears, they're often doing what we call predatory behavior, where they kind of sneak up on the person instead of charging full out. And because bears don't generally eat a lot of people, usually when a black bear is doing a predatory attack on a person, it's the first time that the bear has actually tried to utilize humans as prey. So it's not sure just how dangerous they are or not, so it'll kind of get closer and closer and try to test the human to see if it's dangerous or not. And that gives people plenty of time to use a 22 effectively because the bear is not running full out. The other case, there was one up in Alaska where the person climbed a tree and the bear came up after him, and as the bear came up, he had a 22 pistol, and he shot the bear at very close range. It doesn't say where, but he probably shot it in the head and killed it. And then there are times where people are trying to drive off a bear that is, like, harassing livestock or trying to break into a house or something like that, and they shoot at the bear and hit it somewhere in the body. And if it's not in the thoracic cavity with the heart and lungs, it can still kill it. There was one guy where he said this bear was acting threateningly and he wanted to shoot it in the rump. I don't recommend that. That'll cause a serious wound on a bear anyway. But the bear turned a little bit as he shot and the 22 bullet went in between a couple of ribs and went into the liver, and a few hours later the bear was dead.
Yeah. That's a long time, though, to keep... don't know if the bear was... Yeah. Anyway, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get back on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president is willing to lean in for a deal. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. He tells Fox News that negotiations for a coronavirus stimulus deal have stalled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't budged on her demands.
It's actually been Secretary Mnuchin, the president, advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. But I can tell you that at $1.9 trillion, which is really where we're at right now, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons?
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have blocked a GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance. but was blocked from moving off the Senate floor along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News. Stocks finished slightly lower on Wednesday as uncertainty over a stimulus package continued. The Dow Jones finished the day down 97 points, erasing a more than 100-point gain from earlier in the day. The S&P 500 dipped 8 points, and the Nasdaq fell 31. The National Security Agency has issued a warning about potentially malicious actions from Chinese government hackers. The NSA is calling on the U.S. Department of Defense and its contractors to take extra security measures as Chinese government-sponsored hackers target computer networks used in the national defense industries. The NSA says the hackers are exploiting more than 25 security bugs and that public and private contractors need to seek out the patches for those bugs. It's the first time the NSA has directly acknowledged they were the subjects of Chinese state-sponsored hacking. Beijing responded by accusing the U.S. of engaging in cyber espionage. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian accused America of crying wolf when it comes to hacking foreign governments. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And I want to go to, you wrote about this. This is out of your backyard. Are the people, the good people of Arizona, are they becoming aware of Mr. Kelly?
I think so. I was concerned because I wasn't seeing any ads. And there are lots of ads on both sides. They're ubiquitous. You can't turn on any media without running into them. But I wasn't seeing any on Mark Kelly's record as an advocate to basically render the Second Amendment a dead-letter law. And I just wasn't seeing any. And then I became aware of there were a couple of groups. Well, one of them, I think, was NRA-ILA. But also there was a group formed in part by Doug Ritter. He's the person who's responsible for knife rights. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but he's done amazing things with that group. They've gotten knife regulations basically done away with most of them in about 15 states. It's just incredible. He says they're fighting they're opening up a second front for the Second Amendment with knives. But he saw the same thing, and he did something about it. They created a group to make ads showing the difference between Senator Martha McSally and her opponent, Mark Kelly. And Mark Kelly actually formed an anti-Second Amendment group because his wife was Giffords, who was shot a few years ago, and you know, they saw it as an opportunity to create this group. And you know, I won't try to ascribe their motives. You know, they get a lot of money and a lot of fame and publicity out of it, but that worked against him when he decided to run for the Senate. Well, not entirely. The anti-Second Amendment type groups have fed a lot of money into the Arizona campaign, but they're not running ads saying they want to restrict people's right to have and own guns. Or then what they're doing is the ads are all on other topics because they know Arizonans treasure their Second Amendment rights. If they ran ads saying Mark Kelly wants to restrict your Second Amendment, it wouldn't work. So they're dumping millions of dollars into the race for other ads. So Doug Ritter and other people started up this group, and they created ads, video ads, contrasting Martha McSally, Senator McSally, with Mark Kelly. And they put them out on Facebook. Facebook has worked pretty hard to minimize them and shadow ban them. And I wrote about the ads and videos that are out there and included links to them in the article. And so I thought it was worthwhile to see that this David and Goliath story, where you have the Second Amendment group that's probably got a budget of a few thousand dollars, going up against, these Bloomberg-funded groups that are putting millions of dollars in the race but aren't willing to explain that they're doing it because he is reliably anti-Second Amendment. They talk about him being an astronaut and a fighter pilot and that kind of thing, and they say, so vote for him because, he's good. Vote for him. They don't talk about his gun stance at all.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know that much about Mark Kelly and his astronaut stuff. Was he actually, did he actually fly one? Was he a commander?
I understand. The ads
or a payload specialist?
The ads say that he was the commander of two space shuttle missions.
Okay. So he was a proper.
He did fly. Yeah, he was a proper astronaut. And then he also did fly missions, several combat missions in the first Gulf War. So, or in Iraq. So, he has a military record, and that's all fine. It doesn't really have that much to do with whether we want him as a senator or not.
No. It has nothing to do with it. I mean, I used to want to see military service. Now, considering what I see coming out of the military now, not so much, you know?
I think you have to look at each individual record.
Sure.
And, some people go into the military specifically because they are thinking about a political future. You know, wasn't there some guy who fought in Vietnam and ran for president? That reminds me of that. But anyway... I thought it was interesting that these ads were going out and they're finally being heard. I'm hope enough people learn about it so that they can make an informed decision. It amazes me how much of today's political advertising is spent to misinform. I mean, it seems like there's just as much spent to misinform people as there is to actually inform them about candidates' actual stance on a particular subject.
Well, a fascinating thing, and I was talking about this earlier in the show when I was by myself, and you got Bloomberg and you got Soros. And Bloomberg, who I'm sure Mark Kelly and Bloomberg are on each other's speed dial, I'm sure he's put a lot of money into that. Bloomberg's probably given him a lot of money for this. And do you know how beholden Bloomberg is to the Chinese?
I had heard something about that, and I've read a little bit about it, but you probably know more about it than I do.
Well, I didn't get into it too deep, but I did look at it briefly, but I was just talking about all these companies that have Chinese investors and all these other things. And, I mean, it's just about everybody in media, CNN, ABC, NBC, Bloomberg, just about everybody in media, China has their hooks in them. And,
if you think about it, it's a great way for a foreign power to neutralize the U.S. or basically conquer it without having to have a war.
Yeah, we know.
Much cheaper than fighting a war.
You know, Khrushchev always said that we would hoist the flag of communism ourselves.
Well, and if get control of the media in a country, and you control the narrative, and suddenly the Chinese are wonderful people. They're totally, the movie industry is almost completely in the pocket of the Chinese.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
won't make a film in that the Chinese say they're offended about.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you don't see Chinese villains in films anymore. And, you know, that's why you get absurdities such as, you know, all the villains are white nationalists or something like that. It's just
yeah.
absurd. And so we are in a situation where our information flow is, at least it's attempted to being controlled by the People's Republic of China.
Yeah,
the Chinese Communist Party. Well, it's actually a very smart strategy on their part. For
sure.
spending just a few billion dollars, they can buy a lot of executives and a lot of market share in various companies.
Yeah. Hang on for me if you would. We got one more break to get through. All of these articles that we have discussed, Dean has written. You can find these by going to amaland.com. Go to all contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. He's going to be on the left-hand side halfway down. Click on that, and then the trove is open. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Dean Weingarten.
I'd like to mention one case that we didn't cover in the 22s and bears story. And that was, there was one case where a 22 pistol failed to stop the attack of a bear, and it was a polar bear up in the Svalbard Island archipelago in Norway on 1 September 1995. And just to give a brief synopsis of what happened, I want people to understand how a 22 pistol can fail in stopping a bear attack. Well, the people who were attacked were crew members of the tour expedition ship Origo, and in the summer of 1995, actually, in September, they were up cruising near Svalbard, and the tourists had gone off on shore, and some crew decided they wanted to go off. The tourists were guarded by people from the cruise ship with rifles, but the crew that decided to go off by themselves set out with only a 22 pistol and a flare gun. And after walking for about an hour, they saw a polar bear about 80 yards away, and it was aggressive, and it was coming at them. Well, they fired a shot or two from the 22 pistol to try to scare it. It wasn't scared. They fired the flare gun. It wasn't scared. It attacked one of the crew members, and then another crew member who had the pistol about 50 feet away shot at the bear, and he probably hit it. And the bear dropped the first crew member and went after the guy who had the pistol, whereupon the guy with the pistol threw the pistol to the first guy who was attacked. Okay, and the bear attacks this guy, and then the guy who was first attacked gets the pistol, and he shoots at the bear, and then the bear drops the second guy, goes back to the first guy, and this was repeated. The pistol was emptied. They hit the bear in the head three times, but none of them pierced the cranium. It ended up with one crew member dead, the other severely injured, and they retreated to the ship. Some crew members came back with a rifle and killed the bear. So that was the failure of a 22 long rifle in bear defense in the Arctic near Svalbard Island.
Well, I mean, how many other cases where has a polar bear been engaged with a 22?
I haven't found any other. Well, there's one other case that I heard of, but I can't document it. I mean, it was a case that was on a hunting forum, and this hunter was telling his buddies on the forum, he said, "Wow, this is amazing. I just heard of this case up in," and it was in the U.S. Arctic, northern part of Alaska. And he said this native hunter had just killed a 10-foot polar bear with a single shot from a 22 from about 20 feet away.
Wow.
And he said he shot it and killed it right there. And he said, this is amazing. He said, I know this guy. He's very credible. I believe him implicitly, but there's no, you know, that's not enough to be really well documented. But I suspect it did happen because I think a lot of bears have been killed by native hunters with 22s. You just have to know where to shoot them, and you have to be very precise when you do it.
Right.
So, but I haven't seen any other cases where the 22 was used in a particularly defensive mode. I think if a polar bear was within 20 feet of me, I consider it a defensive shot, whether it's, you know, charging me exactly right then or not.
Right. Well, I get that. I remember that story. Now, isn't that area, you can't, don't they recommend you rent a gun?
Well, it requires. Yeah, it requires that you have either a shotgun or a rifle or a powerful handgun.
Right.
They consider 44 Magnum with the full power loads to be sufficient. And there are, there's at least, let's say, I think I found two cases where bears were killed with 40, for certain one, with 44 Magnums up in near Svalbard. So, yes, they do require that you have either a rifle or a shotgun or a powerful pistol to protect yourself against bears, and they do not consider bear spray to be adequate.
Do they even carry bear spray around polar bears?
Well, we just had a case. I'm writing an article about it right now, where Tom Smith of Brigham Young University in Utah has done some research on the effectiveness of bear spray when it's real cold or when it's windy, or as the bear spray ages, if it has much effect on it when it ages. And I think he did some good work in this, but it wasn't where they were actually out in the Arctic and spraying polar bears to see if it would work. You know, they were testing, like, did it spray when it was real cold? How far did the spray go? And then when they did an interesting high-speed photography event of spray, and they used that to create a database that they then put into a wind simulation program to figure out what the spray would do in various wind conditions. Now, I'm not a big fan of computer simulations to try to figure out what things will do. Tom was very optimistic about how effective the spray would be under windy conditions, but when the spray only travels about 2 meters in the direction you're trying to spray it in, you know, yes, if the bear is within 2 meters of you, I guess it would be effective. But if it's more than 2 meters from you, it's not going to be so effective.
Hmm.
So that article will probably come out this next week.
Well, that'd be good.
Might even be out by Friday, but, you know, it depends on a lot of different things.
I understand. Totally, I understand. So, all very interesting stuff. I always like the bear articles just because I consider the people that... I wonder about the people that go out into the woods, out into the wilderness to hunt elk with a bow, and it never occurs to them that they may run across a bear who comes across their kill as well, and they're going to have to fight the bear.
Well, we had the tragic case up in Alaska in the... one of the parks up there, and I'm trying to remember the name of the park. It was just within the last month, and these two hunters were out hunting moose. I think they were hunting them with firearms, and they shot one, and then they were packing it out. I think it was moose, yeah. And the one hunter stayed there dressing out the kill, and the other went and came back, and when the hunter came back, he was charged by a grizzly bear, and he fired at it. He probably hit it. It ran off, and they found his partner dead by the kill. The bear had killed him. He had his rifle there, but he was busy with processing the kill and wasn't able to get to the rifle in time to stop the bear from getting to him, I guess.
Did you happen to see the... There was a video that popped up and I don't remember where it came from. I think I saw it on Twitter, of a hunter hunting a moose. He pops the moose. The moose charges him. He pops the moose again. The moose charges him. He pops, is still charging him, coming right up on him, and he pops the moose one final time, and the moose falls dead in front of him. Did you see that video?
I haven't, but that sort of thing happens. It shows you how effective modern weaponry is. You know, imagine trying to stop that that charging moose if you just had a spear or a crude bow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it would be a lot harder.
Yeah.
This was supposedly a quote from a native hunter. I can't verify it, but it sounds plausible. And that is somebody was asking a native hunter about polar bears and 22s, and he said, you know, isn't it really hard to kill polar bears with a 22? And the guy said, the native hunter said, well, beats the sharp stick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. We're about to run out of time. For those of you that find some of this stuff is fascinating, is why I find all of this stuff. You can go check out Dean's writings by going to ammoland.com. Go to all contributors, page down, to look on the left-hand side of it, and then halfway down on the left there will be Dean. And click on that, and the trove is open. And I will talk to you on Friday, sir.
Very good, sir. It is always a pleasure.
Likewise. Between back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.